Thank you very much for coming. We're here to launch today My Voice, a decade of poems from the Poetry Translation Centre, edited by Sarah Maguire. Sarah should have been here, but unfortunately she's ill, so I'm taking her place for this event. And at one stage, Jo Shapcott was programmed to be here, but unfortunately she couldn't make it either at that stage, so she appeared in the programme, and her place is being taken by Travis Elbera at the end, who's been involved with the Poetry Translation Centre for some years. This book has been published with the assistance of English Pen and the Arts Council England, to which many thanks. It's a multilingual anthology. It contains 111 poems by 45 poets from 26 countries writing in 23 different languages, ranging from Arabic to Zapotec. And there are copies at the back, and very unusually, all the languages are printed alongside the English, so you get all those different languages in the one book. It's not like a parallel text with one language, it's a parallel text with 23 languages. And today we're going to be reading poems from Arabic and poems from three dialects of Persian. Farsi, which is spoken in Iran, Dari from Afghanistan, and Tajik from Tajikistan. The Poetry Translation Centre was established by Sarah in 2004 to translate contemporary poetry from Africa, Asia, and then Latin America to a high literary standard. And to date, they've translated 400 poems written in 27 different languages by 89 poets from 39 countries. And their website has more of the translations than you'll find in the book, and it's also got recordings of the poets reading their poems in the original language. The translations have been made with some of the UK's leading poets working with native speakers and native poets who write in those languages, including Jo Shapcott, Sean O'Brien, Lavinia Greenlaw, W.N. Herbert, and Nick Laird. And they all work from the assumption that no one is as important as the poet being translated. So it's very much the poet comes first, not the translator. Many of the poems are being published for the first time in this book. We have with us today two of the poets from the book, Al-Sadiq Al-Radi from Sudan and Reza Mohammadi from Afghanistan. Al-Sadiq Al-Radi is widely regarded as one of the leading African poets writing in Arabic. Famous since a teenager, he's admired for the lyric intensity of his poetry and for his principled opposition to Sudan's dictatorship. His collected poems was published in 2010. He's also a distinguished journalist, and he was forced into exile in 2012. He was visiting London for Poetry Parnassus at the South Bank Centre when the political situation in Sudan reached a stage where he couldn't go back after that. Reza Mohammadi was born in Kandahar in 1979. His three collections of poetry have won him many awards, such as the Afghan Ministry of Culture Award in 2004, and prizes for being Iran's best young poet in 1996 and 1997. He's also a journalist and cultural commentator, and he's published two books on the literature of Afghanistan. So we have one Persian-speaking poet, one Arabic-speaking poet, and the reading will consist of them reading some of their own poems from the book, and then we'll be reading some of the other poems by other poets, again with them reading the original, and Travis and I will read the English. And Travis has very kindly agreed to read the Arabic poems in translation, and I'm reading the Persian poems in translation. And we're going to kick off with Partan Nadali, aren't we? Do you want to give me the...
The book,
so we don't all get confused. Partan Nadari writes in Dari. He was born in Badakhshan in 1952, and he's one of the pioneering modernist poets in Afghanistan. He's published 10 collections of poetry, 8 books of criticism, and he was imprisoned in the notorious Puli Charki prison for 3 years in the 1980s. After a long period in exile, he returned to live in Kabul and became the first president of Afghan Pen. So the poem is going to be read in the original Persian by Reza Mohammadi.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, everybody. صدا من از سرزمین غریب می آیم با کوله بار بیگانگیم بر دوش و سرود خاموشیم بر لب. من یونس صدایم را آنگاه که از رودبار حادثه می گذشتم دیدم در کام نهنگی فرو رفت و تمام هستی من در صدایم بود.
My Voice by Partan Nadawi, and this is translated by Sarah Maguire and Liam Yari. I come from a distant land with a foreign knapsack on my back, with a silenced song on my lips. As I traveled down the river of my life, I saw my voice, like Jonah, swallowed by a whale, and my very life lived in my voice. And the next poet is Al-Sadiq Al-Radi, reading his poem Lamps.
مصابيح في الماء في صمتي وقربك في نار وحدها تجمعنا أطفو ووحدك قد تنادينا علي يدخل الطائر طقس الأخضر مثل الوتر برق يرف على العين تنحني قبلة في القوس يستمر المطر في الشوارع لم يعد أصدقائي في البيوت البعيدة عن بعضها لم تعد المصابيح في القلب عادت رجة النبض المبحثر لكنك ترمين المناديل على الراحل والباقي على نور الصباح.
This is Lamps, and this is translated, the original translation. I work on the tour, so normally I'm not on this side of the stage. I'm normally escorting these poets around. But the process works, as Neil said. What happens is there's the original translation, the original poem, then there's a kind of literal translation in the middle, and then there's a verse translation. So in this case, the verse translation is by Sarah Maguire, who sadly can't be here, but the original translation was by Sabri Hafiz. So this is Lamps. In the water, in silence at your side, in a fire that draws us close, I drift, and only you can call me. A bird enters spring like a lance. Your eyes flash their secrets. A kiss grazes the rainbow. The rain rains. But the streets are empty of my friends. Lamps are extinguished in the far-flung houses. And the lost heart echoes in its lonely chamber. You give your blessing to those who depart and leave the rest to fate.
The next poem is by Reza Mohammed himself, Rahat Mohammadi, reading his poem Illegal Immigrant.
حتماً آفتاب تازه از ستیغ کوه قد کشیده است. حتماً ابرها هنوز ابر، بادها هنوز باد، خانواده ها هنوز خانواده‌اند. صدای پارتی، صدای رقص و پایکوبی و شکستن پیاله، صدای خنده هر دقیقه انفجار می کند. مردم است، شادمانی است. من با دلی بزرگ در کشتی بزرگ پادشاهی زیر سرد کامیون مرز را لمیده لحظه 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 با شکوه وارد خاک انگلیس می شود.
Illegal immigrant, and this is translated by Nick Laird with Hamid Kabir. It is possible the sun has risen, and over the mountains the clouds are there still, that winds are driving, and families arriving, and there is the sound of a party, sound of dancing, chanting, and glasses smashing, and laughter exploding in every minute, and people and happiness, and also me with my big heart in a ship. All strapped under the truck, I'm crossing the border, and moment by moment, I'm entering with glory, England. And something else worth saying is a number of the poets in the book now live in Britain, and they very much relate to the communities in this country, for example, particularly the Somali community, where Al Sadiq is a big cultural hero in the Somali community in Britain. So, But also there are Somali poets and so on. And so that's another important aspect of the book, is that these actually are the mother tongues of many of the poets that now live in Britain. So the next poet we're going to read is Azita Gharaman, who's from Iran, writes in Farsi. Was born in Mashhad in 1962 and has lived in exile in Sweden since 2006. She was one of Iran's leading poets, and she's published five collections of poetry, including The Suburb of Crows, 2008, which appeared in Sweden, Swedish and Farsi. And she's edited three anthologies of poets from Khorasan, the eastern province of Iran that borders Afghanistan. This poem is going to be read by Reza in Persian.
آب سیاه شقایق ها اول آمدند و ملخ ها بعد وقت باد. این تمام کودکی چشم های تو بود پیش از آب سیاه و تیغ. رشته های هزار مسجد از گلهای دیوانه رد می شد. اول شقایق ها رفتند، بعد مادر بزرگ و اتاق نمور شازده، عکس اوپنهایمر و پاتریس لومانبا، مبل قرمز در حراجی الیاس. چارقدهای بت‌دار آبی رد شدند، آکاردیون و پرچمهای عزا، ترک ها، کرد ها، عموهایم با عکس‌هاشان ته قلیان، مادرم در صف اول نماز جمعه پشتش به من، برادرم عضو بسیج. اول ملخ‌ها می‌آیند و بعد شقایق‌ها. نه، اول شقایق‌ها رفته بودند و ملخ‌ها گودی چشم از برف پر می‌شد. دره‌های زمستان سفید است. بعد تیغ و آب‌های سیاه.
This is Glaucoma, translated from Farsi by Maura Dooley and Elham Shakarifar. The word basij is mentioned at one point, and that's the Iranian secret police. The corn poppies came first, then the locusts, and after that, the unravelling wind. That was how childhood looked to you, before the dark water, before the thorns, before the mountain range of 1,000 mosques cast shadow over those wild flowers. First the poppies went, then grandmother, then the royal rooms grew shabby. The photos of Oppenheimer, Lumumba, the red furniture, everything went to the second-hand shop. Joyous accordions and flags of mourning, Turks and Kurds, little blue pattern headscarves, or passers-by in the street. By appointment, too, the princes, my mother's brothers, were stamped on every cup and shisha. My mother, first in line for Friday prayer, kept her back to me. My brother joined the basij. First the locusts come, then the poppies. No, first the poppies went, then the locusts. The hollow of the eye fills with snow. The valleys of winter are white. Then come the thorns and the dark waters. And next we have another poem by Al-Sadiq al-Radi.
نص رأيت الملاك والعصافير مذبوحة ورأيت الحصان العساكر والشجر الميت سيدات الحزينات سيدات الولوفات على الولولات الصراخ رأيت الشوارع والعربات الأنيقات مسرعة رأيت المراكب والشفع الأبرياء قلت كيف هو الطين يا سيد الماء في هذه الحال كيف الدخان الظلال الروائح لكنني لم أقل عامدا كيف حال البيوت
Poem, translated from the Arabic by Mark Ford and Hafiz Kheer. I saw the angel and the singing birds slaughtered. I saw the horse and the soldiers, the grieving women, the dead trees, and other women inured to screams and wailing. I saw the streets and the gusting wind, the sports cars racing by, the boats, the innocent kids. I said, Master of the water, this is how things are. Tell me about the clay, the fire, the smoke, the shadows, the smell of reality. Deliberately, I did not ask about our homes.
I should mention also for future interest that Poetry Translation Centre has just had its Arts Council funding confirmed for 3 years, as have Blood Axe Books. And one of the things we'll be doing in the future will be to publish individual collections by a number of the poets that are in this anthology that Poetry Translation Centre has been working with for a number of years. And I think the first of those is going to be Al-Sadiq al-Radi and Reza Mohammed will also be in the series. So over the next few years, you'll get a chance to actually read a lot more of their work in the separate books that will be published, also bilingual. Our next poet is Fazaneh Khojandi from Tajikistan. The national poet of Tajikistan, she's one of the most outstanding poets writing in Persian today with a huge following in Iran and Afghanistan, as well as in her native Tajikistan. Her many collections of poetry include Sign of Love, Oracle for My Ancestors, Droplets from the Oxus, and in Russian, Golden Leaves. Reza, would you like to read A Nightingale in the Cage of My Breast?
Yeah, thank you. Before I read the reading Farzan's poem in the Persian, I need to say following what you said about the Persian community in England. I think there are many Persian speakers in England actually who are now British, Iranian, Afghans, Tajiks, Indian Persian speakers, and the interesting thing is that the first or the important famous Persian classic books introduced the world by British scholars. For example, Rumi, who is now very famous and popular in among English speakers, first found by George Nicholson, an English scholar in Oxford. Before that, actually, we had a short collection of Rumi's poems in Persia and in Iran and Afghanistan and Tajikistan. And George Nicholson was the first one who found actually his complete collection of poems and published Rumi's collection poems in 17th century, I think. And after that, actually, plus this, Khayyam, Hafez, and Ferdowsi, all of them, all actually famous classic Persian poets, firstly introduced and published in England. It's an interesting point, actually, that because you know, I wanted to say that there is a long history between Persian literature and English scholars and English people who love poetry. And Farzana, Bulbuli Barbari. بلبلی هست که بر باغی 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 مبعوث شده. بلبلی هست که بر باغی 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 مبعوث شده. هر شب از دور مرا میخواند آوازی. بلبلی هستم در باغ هزاران اندوه، برگ ها گل ها آواها، صبحها وحی پیامبرها بر من میریزد، ظهرها قصه تقدیری مردم، عصر هر عصر بهاری در پر و بالم میروید، مژده زندگی تازه تازه، مژده روییدن بعد از پژمردن، مژده سبزی و زیبایی. شب باز هم آوایی است که مرا میخواند، بلبلی هستم مبعوث شده بر باغی، بلبلی باغی در منقارش. Thank you.
A nightingale in the cage of my breast. Translated by Joe Shapcott and Narges Fazad. This poem relates to 12th century Persian romances by Nizami. There's a reference to Farhad, who's the doomed lover of Shirin, who commits suicide when his rival Khosrau sends a messenger with the false news that Shirin has died. And Majnun was the famously possessed lover of Layla, who dies of a broken heart, as does Layla. In this leafy orchard is a nightingale whose songs are the dawn and take me into the light, to the mountains of legendary Farhad, and to the place where mad Majnun talks to the raven, hello gorgeous, and to that lucky cave, luminous with solitude, basking in gold, and to a paradise where Adam and Eve stare at a wheat grain. Shall we taste it or not? If I were Eve, I wouldn't taste it. Thank goodness I'm not Eve, or else mankind would never forgive me for not sinning. O tiny, miraculous wheat grain, O tiny apple of amazement, O simple beginnings of myself, there is a nightingale who sings my see-through thoughts, sings back to the beginning of memory. There is a nightingale flying out of the cage of my breast. It's chirping now at the edge of morning. I'm leaving, my friend. You have to step into life, spread your existence. You must hurry. You must bring to Farhad in the story the good news about Shirin, his beloved. You must enter Zoroaster's cave and taste the light. To taste the wheat grain of paradise or not. Oh, I'm leaving. I'm leaving at last. My friend, open your heart for me. Should also say, not all the poems are in the mother tongues necessarily of the poets. A lot of them are in the colonial tongues, which have become the mother tongues. So when you look at the poems in the book, you'll not only see the Arabic poems alongside and the Farsi poems alongside, you'll see French poems, you'll see Spanish poems, because of this whole linguistic mix. So the next poet is going to be Al-Sadiq. No, it's not. It's going to be Reza Mohammadi reading his poem Drawing. This is a bit like a Bible. We're all reading from the same book.
The lectern, isn't it?
Yes.
It's a Sunday, too.
صدا ز کالبد تن به در کشید مرا، صدا به شکل کسی شد به بر کشید مرا، صدا شد اسب ستم روح من کشان ز پیش، به خاک بست به کوه و کمر کشید مرا، بگو که بود که نقاشی مرا می کرد که با دو دیده همواره تر کشید مرا، چه وهم داشت که از ابتدای خلقت من غریب و کچ قلق و در به در کشید مرا، دو نیمه کرد مرا، پس تو را کشید از من، پس از کنار تو این سوی تر کشید مرا، میان ما دری از مرگ کرد نقاشی، به میخ کوفته در پشت در کشید مرا، خوشش نیامد این نقش را به هم زد، بعد دگر کشید تو را و دگر کشید مرا، من و تو را دو پرنده کشید در دو قفس، خوشش نیامد بی بال و پر کشید مرا، خوشش نیامد تصویر را به هم زد، بعد پدر کشید تو را و پسر کشید مرا، رها شدیم تو ماهی شدی و من سنگی، نظاره تو به خون جگر کشید مرا، خوشش نیامد این بار از تو دشتی ساخت، به خاطر تو نسیم سحر کشید مرا، خوشش نیامد خط 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 زد اینها را، یک استکان چای از خیر و شر کشید مرا، تو را شکر کرد و در رگان من حل کرد، سپس به سمت لبش برد و سر کشید مرا. Thank you.
This is Drawing, translated by Nick Laird and Hamid Kabir. There was a voice, and it coursed from a pair of parched lips, drawing me out of my body. The voice was despotic, uncurbed, as a horse dragging my soul across rocks and up scree. I don't know why the voice, the maker, drew me as unroofed, as a vagrant, a fool, or why it split me in two and then drew me from you, sliding the earth in between us. It sketched a door of death then, and depicted me nailed to the door, but that wasn't enough, so it rubbed us out and started from the beginning, drawing us in the likeness of doves, caged in separate cages. It wasn't enough, so it drew me with neither wings nor feathers, but it wasn't enough, so it dashed us to pieces and drew me as your son, you as my father. And a moment later I was a stone, and you were a star shining down on me, making me into the most precious thing. It wasn't enough. It drew you as a desert, and me as a breeze, on the long wander through you. It wasn't enough. It erased us and sketched me as a cup of tea, full of good and full of evil, and made you the sugar that sank in me and got dissolved and finally we were lifted up to a pair of parched lips and drank. And the next poet we're going to read is Embarka Mental Barra, who's from Mauritania, writes in Arabic. A number of the countries from Northern Africa, the language used there is Arabic, Sudan, Somalia, and so on, hence my terrible mistake, for which many apologies. She writes in both Arabic and in her dialect, Hassinia. She's well known in Mauritania and uniquely throughout the Arabic-speaking world. She's carried out extensive research into Mauritanian oral poetry, especially into Tibra, love poems recited only by women. And her definitive account of modern Mauritanian poetry was published in 1998 and her collected poems in 2012. So first of all, we're going to hear Poetry and I read in Arabic by our Sadiq Yaradi.
أنا والشعر كل الخطيئة أني لم أكن حجرا وأن هم بني دنياي لي أرق وأن لي في فضاء الحرف مدرعا أسلو به كلما ناءت بي الطرق ولي حقيبة شعر ظلت أحملها فيها من الأرض طعم الأرض والعبق فيها من الطلح أغصان مشاكسة فيها من النخل أفنان لها عذق رسمت كل حكايا الحب في لغتي ألوانها الطيف والعناب والشفق وقلت هات من الأوتار أجملها ليعرف الكون كيف اللحن ينبثق ليعزف اللحن أنغاما مهومة لينصف القلم الموتور من عشق دنياي هذه حروف جد مثقلة وريشة حبرها مستنفذ قلق وريشة حبرها مستنفذ قلق شوق المحبين أتلوه وأحترق.
Okay, it's Poetry and I, and this is translated from Arabic by Joel Mitchell and the Poetry Translation Centre Workshop. And this is another strand of the Poetry Translation's work, is to have sort of small gatherings, mainly in London, admittedly, of people working on the translations in a kind of group setting where various lines will be tried out and eventually a final poem will be produced. So this is Poetry and I. The sin is that I wasn't a stone, and the troubles of the world make me sleepless, and I shield myself with poetry, and it keeps me company when I'm far from home, and poetry is my satchel that I carry with me always. It holds the taste and fragrance of the earth. It holds thickets of prickly branches. It holds palm fronds loaded with dates. It paints all the stories of love in my language. It colours form the spectrum from grape to dawn. And I said, bring the most beautiful of stringed instruments, so the universe may know how music flows, and play its soothing melody. That brings justice to those who are in love. Let us burden this world of mine. Trouble leaches ink from the quill. Trouble leaches ink from the quill. When I read of the longing of lovers, I burn.
Our next poem is The Word by Reza Mohammadi.
کلمه متروکی بودم من کلمه متروکی بودم من در کتابی کهنه کلمه‌ای فراموش شده بودم
از عشق، از سیاست، از دنیا. شاعران از من می گریختند، حروفم از من متنفر بودند، به کلمات دیگر می رفتند و باز نمی گشتند. کلمه تنها بودم، بی حرفی. تنها صدای قرنها با من بود، صدای بردگان، صدای مردگان، صدای جهات دوار زمان. تو آمدی با لبهای خونینت، با انگشتان غمگینت آمدی. تو آمدی و مرا پیدا کردی و تمام جهان از من پر شد.
The word, and this is translated by Nick Laird and Hamid Kabir. I want a word abandoned in an old battered book, a word forgot by politics, by love and the speaking world. The poets fled from me, all my letters detested me, deserting me for other words without once looking back. Just like that, I was alone, a ghost word that lacked its letters, lonely, and only the terrible sound of the frenzied centuries for company, only the sound of the slaves, of the dead, of the arrows of time flying and flying and flying. You, O my true love, came back with your fierce mouth and hands of 10 desolate fingers and found me, and so loudly then the whole world did shout me. And the next poem is Al-Siddiq al-Radi, A Star.
Najma. Masani du'un sharakhtu zujaja ahlami kharaktu min al-fada' ilayya من بعيد تعبئ نجمة تعبي تعج إليك حجا عامرا من الهواء وفي من خيوط قوة خضراء فيك ولي خيل من الإيحاء جند من أضاء مسني وخرجت هشمت البياض كتبت خلفي أحرقت كتب قناديل سواد أشرقت في غيها سدرت بنفسجة على صدر السماء أيتها النجمة السيدة على سريرك قرب لهاث أحلامك عن كثب من مناديل عطرك بالضبط الساعة الثالثة الفجر بعد نهوضك مرتجة ببقايا نعاس مهاجر وأرق لا يقيم تسكن تحت الملاءة ذكرى عناق له شخيرك الهادئة وهو يؤكد بوحك للنوم بالقلق تجاه حنينك فيه للمرآة تسكن نطفة نور من جسد أله صبوته في الغمر وسمى ما سمى تسكن تحت الوسادة رائحة خضراء تخصك في وتسكن عائلة الأسماء النورية للشيء الغامض تسكن سيدة الأسماء تسكن سيدة الأشياء.
A Star, and this is translated from the Arabic by Mark Ford and Hafiz Kir. Awoken by light, I scratch the glass of dreams and find myself stepping free of shadows and silence. In the distance, a star was absorbing my tiredness and itself heading like a pilgrim towards you, leaving blank its space in the heavens. In the green pits of our being, inner threads yearn, this radiance that make me feel I own herds of horses, am as inspired as any knight. What is its source? Shocked into words, I defied the book burners, the suffocators of thought and feeling, all who'd censored and shroud knowledge, and a violent blossom fiercely in the bosom of the sky. Star woman, the memory of our embrace still lives in this bed, adjacent to your dreams and desires, and near these handkerchiefs drenched in your scent. You woke in the dawn at 3 exactly, drowsing, still dazed. Beneath the sounds of your breathing lurks a worry. Where is your mirror? And this droplet of light reflecting a passion that found a name for everything. Under the pillows also, an aroma alive and ours, and the long list of names we have bestowed on this affair. Surely a goddess lives there too, the one who knows the names of things. And Sadek again for the final.
عرش مرفوعة على أصابع ولا أصابع للموج مدلوقة على النهر ولا قامة للموج في الثانية الرهيفة بين أن تصعد وتسيح تخلق العالم تمحو رسمه دون أن تستريح.
Throne, and this is translated from the Arabic by Sam McGuire and Atif Al-Shia. Aloft, as though lifted on fingertips, and yet waves have no fingers. Her desire structures the water, and yet waves have no structure. In the split second between crest and collapse, the world is created, and the world is annulled without end.
Thank you.
That's the end of the readings that we've organised from the book. Would any of the audience, anyone in the audience, want to ask anything about the project, the book, the poets themselves? I see Chris Beckett sitting at the back, who has the depth of experience of living and working in Ethiopia. Oh, lady here.
With both of you, obviously in Arabic and Farsi there's this very long tradition of poetry, and I think, I don't know a great deal, but very strict forms of poetry. Do you, either of you, both of you, work in the older formal types of poetry, or do you write modern, freeverse sort of poetry?
For me, I'm right now in the modern, but also it speaks especially about the music, because when I'm younger, of course, I used to write in the old form.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could just, it's interesting, I could just, today, I believe you were speaking about the same subject. you know, in Persian, we have, as you say, like really a big story of literature, and this class of literature overshadowed in our modern contemporary literature. But for me, I try to mix actually both. In one side, I try to attract people, ordinary people. I try to have a classic form, but with modern metaphors, modern style that I learned, actually we learned from new modern literature from other countries. It's a kind of mixture.
When you're reading the poems, how close are your speech intonations to ordinary intonation of everyday speech, or do you chant?
In a poetry reading in our culture, is a tradition that in every winter, for example, our winter actually for 5 months, and in these 4 or 5 months, we have every night poetry reading, and we have some professional poetry readers or poetry reciters who can recite poetry, can recite classic poems. So because of this, the poetry reading is kind of in a performance. For us, actually reading a poem or reading good poem is better than writing good poem.
Can I just say, yeah. I was really impressed that you speak so many different languages within a group of language. For example, I imagine that the Arabic spoken in Sudan is not really like the Arabic spoken in Mauritania. But the question I wanted to ask was whether in this process for this book, is there a lot of... have you collaborated? Were you involved in the translation process yourselves as poets? Or was it a native speaker and then talking to an English language poet? Or how much was your input in the finished English poem that we heard?
About the Arabic language, of course, a lot of different countries speak Arabic and in different language, but they all use the same language. It's called Al-Fusha, especially when you write the art, novels, short story, or poems, something like that. So it's the same language, all the Arabic language here, translated by Al-Fusha, not the local language.
So it's sort of classical?
Yeah.
Classical Arabic.
Yeah, called Al-Fusha, yes.
It's written the same?
Yes.
But spoken differently?
No.
No?
No, this is the same language called Al-Fusha, but inside the countries, we talk in different way. When we are with daily language, but not used in the art. In
so
the art, the same...
language when you speak?
In the art, the same language when you write.
And were you involved in the translation process, or is that the translation, were you involved in that?
As the translation from the same language, it is not make a different sense if Arabic writing from Mauritania or Sudan or Palestine, you can find Palestine poets here also.
Were you involved in the translation into English?
Your own translations. Were you involved in the translation process with Sarah and the other people?
We work with someone, because Sarah not speak Arabic language. We have Arabic poet between me and Sarah, and also we work with a workshop.
Thank you.
At the back.
I was interested in... His reading, when he said by heart, you were telling poetry by heart. I'd like to know whether it's typical of your culture or it's of your particular, because not many poets can say their lines by heart. I'm myself a poet and translator from Italy. I'm interested.
That's a comment, actually. But, as I explained before, poetry is every single culture. Royal courts, in 17th, 16th century, or maybe after or before that, there has been a kind of theater plays or the art of royal or royal art or art of court actually, or for example in Austria there had been symphonies or music, but for us in any kings or any rulers court, we had poets. Once actually in Mahmud in 10th century, Mahmud and the Persian Empire at that time, there were 700 poets gathering in his court. So it means that in the it shows the importance of poetry in our culture. Everybody refers to poetry. When, for example, a mullah wants to say something about that, and this one is good, this one is bad, he refers to a poem by Arumi, for example. Or at the same, Sufis, people like who drinks alcohol, people who drink alcohol as well, they say when they ask him, why do you drink alcohol? They say, okay, because Rumi said in his book, you have to drink alcohol to reach to the God. For example, it's the importance of poetry. In every part of life, you can see an angle of poetry.
I think she's also interested in the idea of reciting from memory rather than from the page, because you obviously...
Yeah, it was my point because of that. And when a poet actually read his poem, his own poem, because in the book, we read one poem maybe more than 1,000 times, And surely you're going to memorize that. When you read something 1,000 times, normally you're going to memorize it.
Can I ask Gal Sadiq al-Radi then? I mean, the Arabic that you use is a literary language, so how much is that also an oral tradition? How does that work with a literary language and an oral tradition?
The Al-Fusha is the formal language. Al-Qur'an, for example, all the Arabic and the Muslim. But because the different country have a different culture background, so for us in Sudan, and all the Arabic speaker, but we are African, so we have a lot of different background about our culture. So you can find a different language when we use it as a daily life. But when we write in the published books, novel, short story, or something like that, we use the same language, but also you can find something different because it is come from the different background. So you cannot something like that in Morocco, for example, because Morocco use the Arabic language, but through different background, not like a Sham Arabic language, something like that.
Any more questions? At the back.
Going back to the translations, when you listen to your poems translated in a different language, how much do you feel it's been lost from the original context, and how much do you feel it's been gained in the new language?
He said, how much do you feel hearing your poems translated, how much do you feel is lost, and how much do you feel is gained by the translation when you hear? Because obviously you both speak very fluent English speakers, but...
Oh, yeah. Not fluent English, but you're right. It's a bit different. Sometimes I feel maybe again something new in my poem, for example, Nicolaï or English poetry is very different with the Persian literature, Persian poetry, basically. What is called in English poem is, if you translate it word by word to Persian, cannot understand it. And if a Persian poem is translated to English word by word, it should be the same. I think, for example, in my poem, we cannot have actually the verse, we cannot have the rhyme, we cannot have the the music, original music in the English version, the natural. But we have something new. I'm very happy actually with what Nicolaï did with my poems.
Of course, the Arabic poetry is different from the English poetry, and the language also not the same. And also, all the time, it's difficult to translate the poetry. This is the subject, difficult subject, all the time with any language. But I'm really happy about my experience with the Poetry Translation Center because I'm work with a real poet in different cultures, but they not just translator, they also poet and have a deep experience. So that is makes sense. Of course, something missing, but the positive things. A lot of Arabic audience found my poetry is difficult. But after some poems translated to English, they look more clear for them. So I think this is a positive thing.
I think the other thing is in this particular book, you have poets concerned to create poems that work in English too. So you get a poem in its own right in English. And what was interesting listening to the poets then was that you would get the impression that the Arabic or the Persian poet is much longer than the English from the length of the readings. But on the page, that it's parallel text virtually. They're virtually the same on the page, but in terms of the poem itself, orally is longer, isn't it?
I think about the music.
Yeah, yeah, it's the music, yes. Well, thank you very much for coming. The poets will be very happy to sign copies of the...